How can we insist on an open internet free from government interference and censorship in decidedly unfree countries like China and Iran, and then turn around and support the actions of Apple, Google, Facebook, and Twitter in stifling participants' voices by cutting off internet access, including web hosting, to certain individuals and websites that they deem to be inappropriate, forcing them to relocate to Russian service providers? And that's something to think about.